a different name.
Well, what did you call a real small field?
Well,
what would you call if you had just a little vegetable field out behind your house?
A net there, a little bitty place.
Yeah, a little bitty place.
Oh, I would have gone to my call that a little garden.
Uh-huh.
That's right.
I see. Did you ever have a garden patch? Did you ever call it a patch?
Oh, yeah, I've called patches.
Uh-huh.
That's right.
How many different kinds of fences can you think of that you have there?
Well, we have had wire fences.
Mm-hmm.
We have had rail fences. Then had plank fences. All sort of like that.
Uh-huh. Did you ever have a garden fence with the palings that were sharpened and often painted white?
Well, we have had that.
And what did you call that?
For the yard, uh-huh. Yard fences.
You call that yard fences?
That's right.
Did you ever have one that was made out of split logs?
Oh, to my fences?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's what I said. That's a real fence. That's what
we
call.
Yeah, good. Okay, did you ever have one with mesh wire that's used like by industries and all, probably more in the city?
You mean barbed wire?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we ever had barbed wire, hog wire.
Did you ever have cyclone fencing?
Well, the bigger that them day, they got different type of wire now. They don't change the wire. Back in my day, they had barbed wire and hog wire.
Did you ever see one of those fences that had electricity running in it? So it
Oh, yeah.
People?
I've seen it then some days. We didn't have it there. They got them now.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
What would you call the kind of material this stuff is made out of, this bowl?
That right there?
Uh-huh. You'd say that's my aunt's good?
Good, sugar tea.
But you'd say it's her good dishes, you'd say something else because it's made out of this stuff.
Good.
So you'd say it's her good china, wouldn't you?
Good. Might get it on my mind.
Wouldn't you say that's her good china?
That's
would you say
I
that?
Said.
Or would
that's
you say ch- would you say dishes?
I'd say it's a good china.
Uh-huh. Would you what would you call it? Do you have a special term for a nest egg? You know, like what you're putting away for some rainy day?
Somebody putting something away.
If you put away money for a rainy day.
Oh, yeah.
Do you ever say, you know, like you call it your nest egg?
Yeah.
Do you ever call it this word with egg? The word that describes this dishes that we just talked about? Do you ever say this too?
I don't know, but... there will be a put away something for a rainy day.
Mm-hmm.
And that means...
Do you ever say china egg? Do you?
No.
No, you never
say
that?
No, I didn't.
Will you say that for me right now?
Shiny.
What did I say? China egg?
China egg.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Okay. What do you call the... When you went down to the well to get water, you took with you a what?
A bucket.
Mm-hmm. And what about, did you ever call it anything different? Did you ever use pail?
Someone that like you taking the bucket down and get some water.
Yeah, well, did you ever call it a pail? Or did you always call it a bucket?
We call it the bucket.
Uh-huh.
They call it the bucket. So
yeah.
They got your name now.
What did your mother use to cook bacon in?
Well.
And eggs.
In a frying pan.
Right, that's what I want. what would you call it? The big, heavy iron pot she had?